Today, speaking of loss, that man remember that you are in loss. One connection with this is, if you don't appreciate time, you don't value time. Today our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatuh says we want to pass time. A person wants to pass time, fails time, Hazrat says. Time is so valuable, wallah. More than all our wealth, more than all our money, everything, time is more valuable.
Of being deprived of Allah's mercy. That is, as time will go on, dunya's benefits will accrue, and there will be great benefits of dunya from the other line, from dunya's line, from the people of dunya. And because by nature man wants dunya's benefits, he will cling to them. But the real value come. And also, after Allah Ta'ala took Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam away, the greatest boon and gift that was given to mankind was taken away. And after that, of course, the righteous Khulafa, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum left, and then all the righteous people are going. Whatever we have, we should try and...
Salafla al-mu'minun, al-lazina hum fi salatihim khashi'un, wal-lazina hum an lillahi mu'ridun. Sadaqallahu al-aliyyu al-azim, wa sadaqa rasuluhu nabiyyu al-kareem. Continuing with these lessons of Anwaru Salah, it is the beautiful bayan of Sayyid Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayhi, how to personally in the court of the kings of all kings, Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now a person will be looking forward. So we are busy with the coming towards the end of Salah, that is Qada and Salam, that is the last Qaida and the Salam, that after you finish, make your Qada, and now you're sitting in your last At-Tahiyyat position. That time also you shouldn't, when I say Ashhadu Allah ilaha illallah, that I bear testimony that there is nobody worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this conviction has to come into my heart. And as we are explaining that this Tawheed, this is the crux of the whole Salah, the crux of our life, that we realize we are the servants of Almighty Allah. God, in His being, there is nobody like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They might be believing also that there is one God finally, but they have got all misconceptions with regard to the Zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the Zat of Allah ta'ala also we believe, laysa kamithli shay, there is nobody like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then further than that, our asbab, not for the least, we use it because it's the command of Allah. It is the sunnah of the Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala islam. But an intelligent person, he looks beyond the asbab. And so beautifully, Hazrat Mawlana Abrar al-Haq Sahib rahmatullah alayh, our Shaykh explains, have given the beautiful example, what is asbab, what is the means. The means in reality is just like in his qualities, is totally independent. And then, wadaw la sharikala, the third part of our iman, which is complete kamil iman, that Allah Ta'ala in executing all these qualities also, Allah Ta'ala is totally independent. Allah has got no share, that Allah Ta'ala says, no, you go to the doctor, you play Hakim ul-Ummat, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah ali, Haji Imdadullah rahmatullah, what a great personality. Yet he is making dua all the time. Ya Allah, maut na aaye jab tak raaz-e-tawheed se aaga na. That, oh Allah, don't let death come till I don't know the secrets of your tawheed, of your oneness. How you are in total control of every split moment. Treating. So that's what this conviction with your eye. And then haqqul yaqeen. When you taste it yourself and you understand the reality that it is and only Allah Ta'ala is doing it. This our Shaykh explains so beautifully, that our Dada Shaykh mentions that this subject of ilmul yaqeen, Ainul Yaqeen and Haqqul Yaqeen. This is a very difficult subject. Mouth. One kebab in his hand and the third kebab is in his eye. The poor friend doesn't have. Now you, oh, this kebab, I see, it's really delicious. See how this poor man, he doesn't even care about his friend. He's so enjoying this kebab so much. Now when you go and buy that kebab, Allahu Akbar, and you start tasting that kebab, now you got Haqqul Kebab. That comes into our heart, that you see that people who got this reality, Allahu Akbar. Their life is so enjoyable. Every day, love with so much respect. Their needs are being fulfilled so easy. These people don't have worries. They don't have depression. They have got such a comfortable life. Now you see these people and we see the pious servants of Allah. Despite the term rakats namaz, and you get that, and now Allahu Akbar. This reality of tawheed comes in a person. Now this person is in a different world. So this enjoyment, to get this enjoyment, this reality, like that enjoyment we see when a person is eating. What enjoyment they get. Like Ibn Hazar gives another beautiful example with regard to this. He says two friends were eating. His stomach is very full. This Hakim gave him some churan, digestive powder. He said, take this. He told us, Hakim, you the most stupid Hakim in the world. Your father is even so stupid. Your ustad is so stupid. He say, why? He say, if I had place for this powder, then I should rather eat another kebab. Why must I eat this powder here? So, when a person gets the reality of he passed away. He went mad, he went to sit by a grave. He said, if I knew you were going to pass away so quick, I shouldn't give my love to you. I should. So when a person got the reality of Tawheed, he doesn't give his love to anybody but the creator of love. Agar dil dena hai to isi ko de do jisne tumhe de diya. If you want to give your heart, give it to the person who gave you a heart. He'll appreciate your heart. People also start seeing that now your whole lifestyle is changing. Yeah, just 2 days before you were playing top and flying kite and playing marbles. Now you got matured. Now you worried of your hairstyle. You're standing in front of the mirror and you're putting your fringe right and you're putting, now you don't want a simple watch. Now you're telling your father, I want a smart watch now. Now you got no time for play. As you got this oneness, this tawheed, this love of Allah in the heart, you just wanted more, and this is such a sickness that you just come for more and more medicine. I want more and more. And Allah Ta'ala is unlimited. Allah's love is unlimited. Allah's nisbat is unlimited. This is what Allah Ta'ala wants to give us in salah. That daily come here, rejuvenate this. We have got that contact. We are far from that. So this basic, and this is what we have come to learn from our Honorable Ilyas Sheikh. These are the friends who've got this tawheed in their hearts. And this is that secret what Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali was making dua for, that oh Allah put this reality in our heart. So this is what we have come here. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the slave of Allah, but the most outstanding, who has come to teach us that abdiyat, the slave, to humble ourselves. And this is the object and purpose of the salah, that we realize we the servants of Allah, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That he is khatamun nabiyyin. He is the last and final messenger who came with the last, which Allah ta'ala taught us from alam yarwa. When our souls were there, we saw Allah Ta'ala. Then we saw, we had yaqeen. But Allah Ta'ala sent us in the world. The moment you came in the world, the first sunnat, azan in the one ear, iqamat in the other ear, reiterating the subject matter, that Allah has sent you now to develop the reality of tawheed, to just totally focus to you, that I know all my needs only comes from you. You know my needs and you will only fulfill my needs. And وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. I don't associate any partners with you, O Allah. So this subject matter that we start our salat with, we end our salat with, we start our life with, we end our life with, you are the only one that favor us. You the only one can do everything for us. This reality comes over and over. So this practice and this reality, and we see every time posture we are changing. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. The reality of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to penetrate the heart. That is why it's so important to make our zikr daily. La personality. Or with a state president. You went for that appointment, but in your heart you knew, I got some work. I have to present my work. So you came with all the formalities. You came with the greetings also. Great honor you presented. You want to present some tofa, some hadiah also. You presented that. You reminded him, Jazakallah for this honorable invitation. But please, even if you know, you go to a person, but you first turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he does your work, he doesn't do your work, you know everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't get angry with that person, you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you have this quality of rada bil qada. After that, now a person recited his durood, recited his tashahud, baad uske durood.
Wahan se kamzor logo ko, then those who have got power, they said that they have got power, and the Munafiqeen and the Jews, they were controlling Medina Sharif before. So they said, though we got the power and we will take out this weak people who they regarded as refugees, we will exile them and we will chase them out of Medina. And that we all have witnessed so many times in history. We know the first apartheid government, what power they had, what control they had, but they had to give up everything. So just like that, any government or anyone must not think that we are doing everything and it is ours, and the way we are doing things, everything is in the hands of Allah. And though they know what is the force of tahajjud namaz and the du'as of tahajjud time, they don't know all these things. They just have gotten outward just like that. Even we,